All right, welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, where you're number one for talk, news and sport in the heart of Lagos. And we are taking the microphone today, sharing our thoughts. We have opinions just like twice a year. This is one of those times where we have opinions and we'll let you hear them. But we'll stay over and go to the phone lines now. I've taken some comments from Facebook and YouTube. Let's go on and take some calls on our conversation so far. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, there's a line for you, and that's 01-46-57-190. Please keep your comments as brief as possible. If you can do less than 60 seconds, I would love you more. Let's keep it sweet and short. Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody in the house. Yeah, Sheriff, our very morning pastor. Good morning, sir.
Good. What? Did he just call me pastor?
He called you pastor.
What?
Okay. Yes, yes. Sheriff is the reason we wake up every Friday.
Yeah, I preach every morning.
Yeah, this Friday from Ubelere.
You're welcome, Friday.
Yeah, see, God bless Chukwudi. Chukwudi has said what I wanted to say, because we are talking of our how we treat our people outside the country. Well, let me tell you this short story.
Mm-hmm.
Last 3 weeks, a friend of mine told me that his brother had just been released from the state after a year and 6 months, that they are going to church on Sunday to be Thanksgiving. Do you know why they picked this guy? He was coming from work at a papa. He was coming from work. They said there was a rob your considered to get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The police came, they raided him. He had his ID card. They threw inside state. For 1 year and 6 months, he was released after 1 year and 6 months. What type of the country? When this guy was finally released every last month, his family had to go to do a time to do that, because the guy said that every day people are dying inside that prison, waiting on trial for an offense they did not commit.
It's unfortunate. Thank you very much, Friday. Azubike is here from Orile. Good morning. Hello.
Madam,
you've called earlier now, haven't you?
I also contribute on what is going on.
No, let's stay to one call, please. You have to just take a look at the number of people who want to get in. So if you've called before, just sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation, okay? It's going to be really sweet like that. Okay, let's see who's here. Good morning, hello. John, okay. Good morning, John.
Yeah.
Hello, John.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we are welcome.
I greet everybody. Studio.
We agree
and the people that have been calling from our side.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So, all right. I fortunately work with a construction company, and now I'm working with some engineers in the construction and building.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
The people that are to be blamed in this building collapse are the owners of the building. Fortunately, I've not heard anybody talk about the owners of the building.
Mm.
I have my ogre. I will not call his name. He's a Lebanese. So he got a contract in VI here. I mean, a roundabout.
Mm.
We were to construct a two-story building. After some time, the owner came and said he wants to make it three. This man becomes very furious. And then, after some time, he brought a paper to him and...
Hello, John?
Then, at the end of the day...
Yeah.
The man agreed to do it three. Then, at the end of the day, he came after 3 months and said, he wants to make it four. He said, look, man, I don't want to go to jail in Lagos. I don't want to go to jail in Nigeria. You understand?
Did he leave the job? Or
he
continued?
He left the job. He abandoned the contract.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's fantastic. That's it. You need to have personal ethics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll talk about ethics as professionals, but you need to have personal values. If you don't have those...
And I think the personal value should not come from the position of, oh, this is who I am.
Yeah.
It should also come from the position of, if I do what is wrong, I am going to get punished for it.
So, can I want to...
Yes, I'll go ahead.
I wanted to say something in addition here. It's a great comment from the thing that because it's called the Allied Building Construction Industry, which means it's got the town planners, it's got the structural engineers, it's got the civil engineers, the electrical engineers, it's got an entire army of professionals who should know what to do. And they work with a document which is the approved document.
Hmm.
Question that we should ask, because we do impact journalism, is what is the penalty for someone who decides to modify the building which has been approved.
Yeah.
The law allows you to do it. The question, the question, because of my background in town planning, of is that, look, if the penalty for altering or modifying your design is that you pay a fine, they will pay.
They will.
I was in Abuja with FCDA when people were converting their residential property to commercial. Europa was minister of the FCT then. He's charging them every day 10 million naira. And guess what? They paid it. They paid the fine.
They will pay. They paid.
So the law says you will demolish the building if they're going to build without approval or they're going to stay in somebody else's land and the overriding public interest. The government will then, as a last resort, carry out total clearance, which is the destruction of that building. But as long as people are going to pay fines for adding one floor, two floors,
they
pay because they can afford to.
They pay it and get away with it and add another floor. I mean, they make money double or triple what they pay.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's speak with Rita. She's been holding the line for a while. Oh, she's gone. So sorry about that, Rita. Hello, good morning. Okay, you're gone also. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
My name is DJ Constance. I'm calling from Ogun State.
DJ what?
Constance.
Constance.
Oh, I shouldn't tell you what I heard, but thank you for calling. Welcome.
But I actually don't want to... I enjoy your program.
Okay.
I got everything you have been saying, but I just want to speak to Sheree for a while.
Go ahead. You have just 60 seconds. 30 of it is
Sheree,
gone.
If you... I don't know if you actually monitor. I have made so many calls to Nigeria Info, but it's not being corrected. The repeat broadcast of the daily program is one day repeating for 1 week. What is going on now? Like the one that was aired on Monday, it has been playing up to last.
Sheriff, do you understand what you're talking about?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Sheriff gets the point.
Yeah, please have it corrected, please.
Thank you very
much. Sincere apologies for that. It will be corrected very soon. We're having some issues with the production stuff, but it'll be corrected.
Thank you for that. Rita is here again from Badore. Hello, Rita.
Hi, Emima.
Hi, good morning.
What I actually wanted to say is that some of the contractors, I don't even understand according to the building. Sometimes they give you project to do. Even the owner of the buildings will come and tell you, make use of lower quality for this product. I remember my husband is an engineer, and he was given a contract. It was meant to use like 21 materials, level of materials to use. And one of the engineers came and said they should make use of 12. Do you know what my husband did?
Mm-hmm.
He resigned. He said, as for me, I'm not going to use these things. The quality of material given to me with this building is not going to work. I'm not going to work. So he left the job. The owner of the building saw it and actually come back and said, Frank, come and take this job and do it. I agree with your statement. So sometimes there is an individual something. Don't do something because of greed, as Natalia has said.
Yeah.
Think about your brothers and sisters that are going to live in this apartment. What is going to happen to them in next time in the future? You finish, you've collected your money, but think about people's
whose lives will be at risk.
In those buildings. Yes,
yeah.
Because you're doing it, you think you've done it, you collected your money and you're going off it. But think about others. That's
thank
what
you. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much. We'll take a break from the calls and come back to the studio because, like I told you, I've just lent you the mic for a little while. The microphone is totally ours today, okay? You can join us again, remember, on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can leave us your thoughts there. Also on WhatsApp, 08095975805. Now, we've mentioned in passing COVID-19. We're talking about our bilateral relations, but it's more than that. It's that we had the lockdown last year, but we still have the aftermath this year. We have a new variant. We've had how many variants now? So there's the Omicron,
Delta,
Alpha,
and now okay, yeah,
oh
yeah,
Alpha
and Alpha. So yeah, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brady.
That's Joyce joining us, and Alpha. So we've had these variants, and we've also had vaccinations across Nigeria. And we still have people who are refuse to get vaccinated. And we've had the government say there's a deadline of December to begin to send public servants away from the offices. If you're coming to work, you're going to have to show your card at the gate. Otherwise, you have to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they'll be paid or not, we don't know yet. But there is still high resistance against the vaccine. And we also had issues around, we got vaccines that were about to expire. You know, we wasted quite a number of these vaccines because we couldn't get them to the people. So let me get your thoughts about vaccination, about COVID-19, the various variants, you know, and the implications. I'm going to start with Joyce.
I don't know you want to hear my opinion, sincerely.
Well, we're here to hear. The mic is yours today. Today is our opinions.
Well, yeah, so there's a power play at play.
A power play at play. Pawn is also at play.
The people at the pawn. Yeah, and what we are told is not what it is. Just what?
Oh, yeah, go on now. No, go
in,
on.
In that
really
sense, you know,
it's not what it is, period. You know, you can make out the rest for yourself. It's not what it is.
Okay, so this is where the teacher says, here's your exam. Go fill in the gap. So,
it's not as bad as what we're told it is. If we honest to God had an airborne pandemic, you will be dead. Or nearly dead. Or very dead.
Or extremely dead.
Or extremely dead.
But you see, but we have, I understand, you know, these biases, but we have countries where millions,
yeah,
you know, have.
Okay,
so, and
you're right. So, to be honest with you, there is something.
I'm coming. Daddy, freeze. I'll come to you.
Freeze. Just a minute.
Okay, I know where this is. Okay,
you
I'm
know what?
Put,
you know
hold
what?
On,
I'm
Sandra.
Let them
hold
speak
on, freeze.
Because I'm going to need to address that.
No, go ahead. I want you to finish your thoughts.
Okay, so, first of all, there is something. It's not as intense as it's reported. The news also reports that the figures have been tampered with.
In Nigeria, you mean, or across the world?
No, across the world. The figures are inflated. So there is something. It's not as intense. Now, the other story that's not necessarily being spoken much of is recovery. So when you recover from anything, your body builds fortification. Yeah. You build
immunity.
You build immunity. How come that's not given consideration as a natural wall against this virus? Why are we all being told that the entire globe is going to take something in their veins? I think there's some questions we should ask, but there's nothing wrong if anybody is persuaded to go get vaccinated. Oh. I just think, their story isn't adding up. That's all.
Yeah, well, what I think, you know, because I took my time to also, I remember we had our private debates about this, is I believe in Nigeria, the number is not as high in other countries. But as with many other diseases, if you look at fibroids, you see that human beings in different continents have different diseases that affect them more. You find that in black Africans have more fibroids, bigger and more deadlier than white world. And the same is for other illnesses. So I think this is just one of the instances where this does not favor the whites.
We're just naturally
maybe not prone to having it or having more outbreaks like they would.
There's actually been research to, you know, talk about this situation. So WHO just released research where they think that because Africa has dealt with several other types of coronaviruses, and those coronaviruses, we've dealt with them undetected, that's why the continent seems to be handling this pandemic better than other continents. Mm. So our nyama life is essentially what is saving us with this pandemic. That's number one. Number two, that vaccines are expiring in Nigeria. It's not, and I'm very happy to say this because there's not a lot that is not the government's fault, but this one with vaccines expiring in Nigeria is not the Nigerian government's fault. Nigerian government ordered these vaccines a long time ago. What you had happening was these other countries, these world powers, France, America, New Zealand, who stockpiled more than they needed of these vaccines, kept holding onto these vaccines until 1 month before it was going to expire, 3 weeks before it was going to expire. And then they started shipping it to Nigeria. And so it got to Nigeria and expired. And then you have media organizations running irresponsibly with headlines that say, oh, Nigerian vaccines expired, vaccines in Nigeria expired, without talking about all of the context, because context is important, you know? So the reason the vaccines got here, the vaccines expired here in such large numbers is because these vaccines paid for a long time ago, but stockpiled by these powerful, richer nations, and they just sat on it. They sent it to us almost as soon as it was going to be expired, and so they got here and expired.
Yeah.
Yes, it doesn't help that Nigerians themselves were also reluctant to take the vaccines. And so if as soon as they came, 1 million Nigerians took the vaccines, 1 million vaccines would not have expired in our stores, you know? So, and the reason why a lot of Nigerians are not lining up to take the vaccines is because we have a lot of voices telling them different things. But again, I will say this. Everybody has taken one vaccine or the other at some point in their life. I spent yesterday watching Rush, rushes this movie about a rivalry between two race car drivers. And they were showing medical procedures from the 70s. And when I was watching this and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe medicine was this primitive less than 50 years ago.
It was. You so don't want to watch videos of surgeries done then. Surgery was a mess.
So the fact that we are where we are today, the technology, medical technology is where it's at today, that we can have such a sophisticated vaccine available in the short time it was available, is a flipping miracle.
All right.
And I think it is, and I'm looking for a kind way to say what I want to say. I think it is, I don't think it's right for people to expect that something that took us 100 years to do, 50 years to do, 30 years to do, will take us that much time in a time where all you need to do to speak to someone in America.
Okay, your internet has done you in. All right, thank you, Sandra. Nata?
Well, for me...
Freeze, I'll come to you right after Nata.
Okay, so for me, in respect to COVID, you know, if you want to take it or not, that's entirely up to you. But where I want to look at it from is our health sector. Because I personally expect that with all that has gone down, we would have put in place, you know, things to beef up our health sector, things to see that things are just done right. Because, you know, with the back and forth that we are seeing since the outbreak of COVID, what has the government put in place to see that we have a better health care? That's the question that I have in all of this.
All right, Freeze.
Real quick, concerning the vaccines and COVID. There's so many researches that have been done. One is, which we all know, we have a much lower life expectancy rate than most of these countries. Italy, Canada, Japan, all have life expectancy rates of above 80 years, some 82, some 83 years. Countries like Nigeria have a life expectancy rate of between 55 and 60 years. First problem. So when we're saying COVID is not affecting us, COVID usually targets the elderly and the vulnerable.
Mm.
Now, growing up, most of my dad's friends who had hypertension and diabetes have all passed. And these are called comorbidities. COVID targets people with one or two comorbidities, especially hypertension and diabetes. Three, we don't have statistics in this part of the world. We're relying to ourselves. How many people actually got a flu and went to get tested to find out if it was COVID or not? So us saying it's not affecting us. I know many people who literally just dropped dead without having heart complications. And I know at least 20 people who died of COVID.
Wow, that's quite a number.
Including a young gentleman who until his death worked with one of the biggest oil companies in Nigeria and one of the biggest billionaires. He was 42 years old. So my problem with Nigerian data is, or with African data, but specifically Nigerian, because we're really bad at gathering data, is we don't really know what we have or what we don't have. Now the problem with COVID also is long COVID. Why do you want to expose yourself? I have so many letters from people who have written me to tell me, look, I got COVID in June and I'm still suffering from the consequences till now, 5 months later, 6 months later, you know? So we need to be careful with that. Now, this whole idea that the vaccine is not good, blah, 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 I don't support that idea. I'm double vaccinated and I take vaccines very seriously. And vaccines will stop the growth. The problem with mutating viruses is it can mutate into a deadly strain and Africa might not be ready for it.
Thank you very much, Freeze. I want to squeeze in one or two calls before we head out for the news on the hour. We're talking about COVID-19 vaccination. I know that people have various ideas and thoughts. I think that we're just lucky in Nigeria and lucky in Africa that this is not hitting us as hard as it's hitting other countries. Look at the phone lines. Man, you guys, really?
Hot cake.
All right, make it quick, brief, and very sweet. 30 seconds, that's all you got. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, our protocol observed. Let me say this to you. You see, we are peculiar in this country. Not Nigeria, but in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. The reason why the citizens will not believe this government is because even during COVID, the food that is meant for them was being hoarded. So now, Wemo, can you give drugs or vaccine to someone that is hungry?
Well, you're right.
Now, so imagine someone who hoards your food, who hides your food, who kept your food away from you, and they are not bringing vaccine. And by the way, those drugs that were being brought at late hour, a responsible government is supposed to do what? When those things have been brought at the late hour, what are they supposed to do? They already desire that the Nigerians should die now. So why would they not bring expired vaccine?
Thank you very much. The only part I don't agree with in saying, oh, because they didn't give us food, we wouldn't take the vaccine. Ebola was very real in Africa. If there was a vaccine for Ebola, you would not have thought about food. You would have gone for the vaccine because people were drinking salt.
But I think the situations were very different, because for Ebola, we did not have a situation where people had to stay at home for a particular period. And
because we're lucky in Nigeria that it didn't spread
God bless
Dr. Stella
Adadevo for the kind deed. Now, it's important that I point out, yes, because she could have, I heard that she was on the phone with people and got word that this is not what we think it is. Mm. And she decided that the man who was saying, do you know who I am, would not leave the facility. If she had said, okay, it's not my business, so leave, we would have found ourselves in a very, very complicated situation. But what I'm saying is...
No, you'll tell me what you're saying when we come back from this break. Whose phone
is
that?
Let's
to go out on a break and take the news. When we come back, we'll take your calls, okay, about this matter and some others. This is a roundtable, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay here, don't go on.
Families of students who died in Ojudubega accident want speedy investigation. Lagos State Government says 1,912,394 doses of AstraZeneca Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the state. President Muhammad Buhari calls for more collaboration among African leaders. Department of State Services DSS calls for more cooperation among security operators. Zamfara State Government confirms residents pay millions in levy to terrorists. Nigerian Army debunks rumor of abduction along Maiduguri-Damaturu Road. River State Governor Yusuf Wike says federal government's budgetary allocations promote corruption. NASU wants Nigerians to prevail in federal governments to honor agreement. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo tells traditional rulers to stop endorsing politicians. 2 filling stations, 10 cars burnt after a fire incident in Onitsha and Anambra State. In the world of sports, NFF sacks Gennaro Rohr, appoints Eguavo Salisu as interim managers. And finally, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa contracts COVID-19. And that was the headline news in 99.3 Nigerian Film Binger. Horace, good morning. Stay safe.
Exciting conversations every day. Let us make up our minds. Do we want a breakup of the country through violent means? If the answer is yes, good luck to Nigeria. But if the answer is no, please step in and take hold of the crisis.
What do you think about people who served under the Abacha regime returning to public office? Should they have to explain their role? Should we just forgive them even though they do not ask for forgiveness? Should they even be returning to office?
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Oh, yeah, it's a full house. This is a roundtable, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back. Remember, we're live on Facebook and YouTube. You can watch us there and also leave us your thoughts and comments. The phone lines will open shortly again. We're talking COVID-19, and the news just came in, and you heard that Cyril Ramaphosa caught COVID-19, and he was in Nigeria very recently meeting with President Muhammad Buhari. Should the president quarantine? Chukwudi.
I mean, the experts say that if you have been in contact with somebody who tests positive, you should self-isolate.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you fill the form, for, I think, the Lagos State government. It's there that should, in case you test positive, which other
contact tracing,
three persons with their name and their phone numbers should be tested, whether they self-isolate or not. So I think if we go with, you know, the guidelines, the president should just calculate quickly. If it is not up to 14 days, he should do the needful.
How you say it, that makes me laugh.
And, you know, it's quick. We need to start calculating now. Now, but this was what I was saying before we had to go for the news break. It's important to understand how a lot of Nigerians, you know, perceive government. Now, people believe that when we talk about the coronavirus, they hear big amounts of money, billions, and believe that the states, you know, the federal government is just disbursing funds and people are sharing money. Now, that is why a lot of people would look at it and say, every time you talk about it, speak to the ordinary man, they won't share money, they won't collect big money, they are sharing money. Now, we had a situation where a lockdown was imposed in Lagos, the Federal Capital Territory, and Ogun State. Ogun had to even pull out from the lockdown, said that they were not ready, and extended years.
That's right.
Before they joined, I think, on Friday. And people were compelled to stay in their homes, given the system that we operate here, where you have like maybe a family of nine in one room apartment. Single room. And you have 32 families sharing one toilet. Now, a lot of people are looking at the situation and they're wondering, in the news, the Lagos State government says they reached out to 200,000 households and provided palliatives. You know, the word that was being bandied at the time was palliative, billions. And people could not see it for themselves. So when you come to tell this person, take these jabs, it's going to make your life better. It's going to be like that. And the person goes to the spiritual father who says 5G. The person goes to this one who says you rub anointing oil. Different. So there's a problem. What is the National Orientation Agency doing in
those
this situation?
Ones. What are they doing about any of the issues we've mentioned
today?
Thank
you very much.
So I think I'm the moderator. I get to have the last say here. Okay, so we need to move on to other matters.
Yes,
I think that the conversation around COVID-19 will continue to go on. And I think we're just lucky that it's not hitting us as hard as in other countries.
The word luck is not what it is. There's something, you can't just call this luck. First of all, I don't know whether it is luck. This is ridiculous.
And it is the fact that we don't have statistics. We had good
statistics. You know why I called it luck?
I mean, the projection was 40 million, around 40 million Africans. In the words, exactly, would drop like flies because of the broken health system.
Yeah, so that was the expectation.
Who made this projection? They expect that you have the data. You are intelligent enough. You know.
But you know that, I mean, I gave an example of fibroids. I mean, go look at the research. Black Africans in Africa and even outside Africa tend to have fibroids more than whites. Which is why I said it's just by a stroke of luck that we're made this way and we don't have it.
I think there's something working in your favor. You don't know what it is, so you call it luck.
I think our focus should now be...
That's what it is. You don't know what it is. This is not luck. It's our makeup.
It's our genetic makeup.
At least give us something. Don't say luck. We're too smart for that.
I think our focus...
It's luck. You didn't do anything to get it.
It's something.
Joyce, I think our focus now should be, what is that thing?
Well, you have to admit that there is a thing.
Exactly. There has to be. We don't have the structure to say, okay, we have brilliant minds. We have amazing scientists in Nigeria. We have world-renowned virologists in Nigeria.
Who don't have light.
Why can't... But this is something that can be provided for this sole purpose.
True.
For because of COVID, we have testing labs everywhere now in almost all the states because of COVID. So why can't we have select scientists, brilliant minds, come together and say, what is that thing
that we have?
That we have. and we can then find the cure from these things.
Well, so if
why is that so difficult to do?
I agree. Okay, guys. I know this can take us into 12 o'clock. This is our final hour. So let me crave your indulgence and jog onto other things. This year was also the year of the Anambra election.
Yes.
We all were here thinking, Anambra will be on fire because of IPOB, you know, declaring, sit at home, and so on and so forth. The Anambra election was generally okay. You know, I mean, not what we thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Let's hang this on to 2023 general elections. Let me go to Ada. Is Ada still here? Let me see. Ada, are you still here? Okay, yes, she is. She's been quiet for a while. So let's talk about the elections. Next year will be very... Come here. So next year will be quite the year because it's a year before election. And you know how that always goes.
Right.
So let's take a cue from Anambra election and see what are your projections in terms of... This is important part for me. Options. You know, we tell people to choose better, but what options are available? No, Chukwudi, wait. Tekke is just warming up. Yeah, Collins is joining us. Who do I throw this to? Yeah, you, Sheriff.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with that.
Start with it. She's not ready yet.
So I think that there's a lot. First and foremost, President Buhari needs to sign the election amendment bill. Mm-hmm. Let's start from there. Once he signs, we can now be sure that, yes, we're on the right path because there's a lot tied to that election amendment bill.
Yeah.
And we need to be, Nigerians need more aware, and his level has increased a little bit because people are still, for instance, you know, if you throw a political conversation video, people get to attack themselves. Citizens' engagement is very, very important. If people don't question their electoral representatives, if people don't know who represents them, give them the best of the best options in the world, they will still make the wrong ones.
Against 2023, it's beginning to shape up. We're beginning to anticipate who the option would be. Again, when we ask people to choose right, they need to have the options with which to decide. So, Aho, how do you see 2023 playing out in terms of changing the global, the governance scape for us in Nigeria?
Okay, I'm sure you can hear me clearly.
I can hear you.
Well, for me, I think the general election and then the states will have what will play out usually. With the National Assembly, somehow we've always been able to have a huge turnover. So many of the guys who are there in the National Assembly, whether the Senate or the House of Reps, will not be returning in 2023. But I think the key reason why they wouldn't be returning should not be because they had fallouts with their governors or their godfathers, but rather it should be because people felt they didn't do the work well, which is a huge difference. So when people oftentimes look at National Assembly and say, because XYZ was kicked out, it means that the people didn't have any say. It was the governors who had the say there. With the governors and the parties, I think that what will play out a lot with the governors will be what has happened at the party, who can control the state, who can control the parties. So that's going to be a big talking point for what will happen in the states that have election in 2023. And there'll be a lot of politicking in terms of those who are one term or those who have done their two terms who will seek to put people to continue from where they stopped. That's where you will have the usual thing play out. But at the national level for the presidency, there's going to be a lot of infighting, you know, with the big parties, the old parties, in saying who they think should be president or not. And interestingly, both the APC and the PDP have issues with their makeup. They have crises. All of that leading up to the national convention when it happens. And all of that is also tied to the debate about the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. I can imagine what will happen if the president, even though the National Assembly can decide to go ahead and say that they will veto the president and have that bill signed because the constitution allows that to happen.
Yes.
It won't be the first time it's happened. I mean, it happened to Olusegun Obasanjo, the National Assembly, in 2005 or 6, if I'm not mistaken, where they did veto him. But I'm sure that will rock the so-called switch union between the executive and the legislature. So that's something I'm thinking. But do I think that a major difference will happen in terms of whether we'll have someone new or what they call the third force happen? I'm not too sure. Time is running and we haven't seen anything major happen with any of the new kids on the block. It still looks like same old same, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you say, and I agree with you. I mean, this is December 2021. We have next year and then we have elections in, I think, February 2023. We have a long way to go. Sandra, do you want to jump on this one?
We'll say that I am worried for journalists, especially because of, you know, how things often go when it's politics season and you have policymakers and politicians want to put a target on the backs of journalists. So that's one thing that I am very worried about. And some would say, of course, that worry is probably made stronger by the fact that our one of our journalist colleagues doesn't work for Nigeria Info, but I'm sure everybody around the table knows Fisayo Shoyombo. He just put out a message that he's been invited to Abuja, the force headquarters, and you know, he's saying basically, if you people don't hear from me by this evening, you know, just know that I've been detained, right? And this is a guy that does a number of investigative reports. And with political season, more investigative reports are bound to come out. We're bound to talk about all of these stories. And as a journalist, you would be uber confident to not worry about your safety, to not worry about your job, to not worry about a number of things. So that's one of the things I worry the most about.
Yeah.
As far as the politics itself is concerned, I expect it to be more of the same. Candidates, I expect to be more of the same. INEC preparation, I'm expecting also more of the same, to be honest, because
we had a new introduction. We had the BVAS, and we hear that
there's always new technology introduced, but that new technology is often deployed in a way that frustrates voters into effectiveness. So at the end of the day, you just have three voters waiting to cast their votes. Right. When in the morning when they got there, you had like 100 voters waiting to cast their vote.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting more of that. I'm expecting technical difficulties. I'm wrong, but I'm expecting from from our trajectory, from where we've been before, from our past with the election and new technology during the elections, I expect that even this BVAS that we've introduced now will still give us wahala on election day. Some people think it's a feature, not a bug, but I don't have the facts, so I can't say that it's a feature, not a bug. Analysts will tell you, oh, it's because they actually don't want people to stick around and vote. That it's one of the things. So I'm guessing going into 2023, people just need to prepare their minds that regardless of how long it takes for the tech itself to work, stick around and vote for whoever ends up being at your ballot box. And I always say on my show that, you know, by the time we have candidates, it's already too late. The time to do anything is to actually join these political parties and decide who the candidates will be.
Yeah.
By the time we get to primaries and the candidate has been chosen, it's already too late. You already are stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Talking about the devil and the deep blue sea, we're looking at the options that the people have. Chukwudi does community reports, so you interact with the people a lot. Do you think anything is changing in terms of deciding?
Nothing has changed. Nothing will change.
What do you mean nothing will change?
I'm sorry to sound, you know, this way, but when we talk about the Anambra elections and we are excited, you know, that it panned out this way, maybe because, you know, Abga won the elections and, you know, the people came out in their numbers and resoundingly
made a statement.
Let's go further to the local government elections in Lagos. People did not participate, and it was supposed to be that's the level of government that is closest to the people. A lot of people have lost hope. There's no interest and truth.
And we see that because they're not even registering for their PVCs.
Thank you very much. Now you have politicians planning for 2023 already. I mean, Iocha, you was saying that by 2023, you know, the APC will cease to exist, that the PDP would win 25 states. This is somebody who is confidently already plotting how his political party would most likely achieve that goal. The APC have planned their convention, the national convention, for February of 2022. These people are planning. But the people that sovereignty resides with, you know, and all the powers emanating thereof, are concerned about who will support Swagger or who will support this other person. We turn on the phone lines and we go at each other. We argue back and forth. Ordinary landlord-tenant association election self. People don't participate. And this is something that affects you, where somebody can lock the gate of the street by 6 a.m. and you are late for work. We're not talking of the whole of Nigeria.
Yeah.
When
you
have people saying, you know, they don't believe anything will happen. Let's look at the political parties now.
Yeah.
Let's look at those that are at the fore of whatever we are discussing. Mm-hmm. So it is same old. If the people don't wake up today to realize that they must play a critical role in nation building, then 2023 will be a rehash of 1999,
yeah.
2003, 2007, 2011, 2015, and 2019.
Absolutely.
Can we close the show and go home? Collins, welcome to the show. One minute, let me put this on for you. Oh, welcome. Collins, you want to jump on this election conversation?
Yeah, I mean, we all want the betterment of this country, and of course, we have to be involved in all of this. But the truth is, like most of my colleagues have said, it's going to be same old, same old. I mean, I've been opportunity to, you know, cover, be in that space, at least in the 2007 election. And one thing is the same. The attitude of people before an election is, oh, we need a change. We are going to make sure next election is coming. But they are doing nothing to ensure that their change is not just lip service. It's something is done to register or to get the PVC, they won't. And then when the day comes, they can be influenced easily. But one thing I think would be a factor. I don't know how much impact it's going to make in terms of the results or the outcome of the result is the power of the social media. Mm. We all would agree that since the advent of social media, elections have also, you know, garnered more. There's been more awareness. More people talk about it because most Nigerians are on social media. So I believe that the social media would play its role also. But how it would, you know, result in getting the kind of results that people want is where I don't know.
Well, seeing that Twitter is a very powerful force in social change in Nigeria. We can all agree. Twitter was tamed, so to say. So, I mean, and it's Twitter is not officially back, you know, in Nigeria. Nigerians use it. So do you think people will still be able to get that kind of, you know, massive conversations on social media?
I believe Twitter will be back by next year. I believe so, because from if you look at the updates from the government and indeed the company itself, I think they're working towards next year, early next year to come back. But
we don't know the conditions they're negotiating. I mean, we don't know if some hashtags will be barred.
That's right.
We don't know what will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Apart from how much WhatsApp plays, but
and
WhatsApp,
there's Facebook.
Facebook also. Translate that role into the kind of change that Nigerians actually want. I wish, you know, all what happens in social media could be brought to the real life.
Mm.
When you go on the streets, what happens during election day, how people talk, how people behave themselves versus what's happening on social media, how people can tackle a question. They'll bring out facts. Oh, bring out papers, documents. Yes, you said this and all that. I wish you could translate. We can bring that same energy, you know, to the physical space. And also, I don't know. I believe the only time where elections really have a major change from the norm is when perhaps they can allow people to vote electronically. And I think that's going to go a long way. So that energy for those Nigerians who are online could actually use the same platform. I think that that'll be a key element that would give Nigerians the voice if people can vote electronically.
Well, the vibe I get here is the Nigerians are afraid of the things that could happen to them physically when they show up physically.
Absolutely.
You have the towels, you have the guns, you don't know what could happen. But over your phone, you can confidently do whatever you can. Mm-hmm. Comes back again to the Electoral Amendment Bill.
That's right. It's very important that we have short memory in this country. We don't drive conversation to where conversations should go. So once there is a debate over something, give it some time. I was watching a funny video yesterday about Debo on issues about Nigeria, where Nigerians are quick to forget.
Yeah, we are.
Big conversations. So back to the Electoral Amendment Bill. A lot will change if we can get that sorted. Now, another thing we need to question very quickly is, what are the things that are causing voter apathy? If we can address that, a lot of people...
Who should address that?
We, the society, the general populace. If we can address that as a people...
Like, why are we not concerned? Why don't we want to vote?
Why don't we want to vote? Now, I wanted to ask a question, right? People actually want to vote. If we open up the phone lines now and ask people, like, would you like to vote? They will tell you they would like to vote.
Would they really like to vote?
But not at the expense of their well-being.
So if it was free and fair, they would like to vote.
In fact, some even believe that those that manage to vote during election day, they still believe their votes don't count.
Absolutely.
So the one reason you can prove to me, one minute, Sandra, the one reason you can prove to me that you'll be excited to vote if you have a chance was if you were holding your PVC. I mean, PVC is not, there's no insecurity to get your PVC. Mm-hmm. It's just to walk in and capture your face.
And get it.
If you won't do that simple process, I would not believe that if it was also free and fair that you would show up.
So there is a problem with the people's apathy. And when I had this conversation with Liboris Oshoma, I think that the people allow a meta-narrative from the side of the government. They allow themselves believe that the politician has the power. It's a weird form of misinformation and probably a kind of lack of education. And it's funny because your history tells you, has always told you, that power is with the people.
That's
so
right.
You are the denominator and you are the numerator. So the denominator here is the people. The numerator is what do the people want? So practically, you determine the cause. So if you don't want something, there is a collective effort on the side of the people to say this is what we do not want. Instead, what I think has become little too obvious is the fact that the Nigerian is willing to sell his soul for a price. And if he gets half that price, he might even consider selling his soul. He's probably not even worth too much these days. Mm-hmm. Because you say, so if your suffering is uniform, irrespective of culture, ethnicity, tribe, we're all suffering. Yeah. The herbalist is going to the market. The reverend is going to the market. Yeah. We're all going to the same schools. Our children are going to the same schools. We're complaining about the same thing.
Issues.
Isn't that enough reason?
It's enough motivation.
In fact, your history tells you that suffering has probably been one of the strongest force to compel people to react.
To want change.
Except
but
in Nigeria.
Nigerians are special.
Except in Nigeria.
But driving this change, you know, I think one factor that we also mentioned is the fact that there's no faith anymore in the process.
But the only person who can change that is the people.
It's the people.
But it's easy to say. No, it's easy to say that the people can change this, but how?
Is it through protest? Not through protest.
Probably through protest.
You know, even this violence talk that we talk a lot about, it's because there are too few people at polling units. Look at what happened during the Yoruba Nation rally. Mm. The police couldn't move because they had a crowd.
Yeah.
Look at what happened during NSAS. Police and army had to come under the cover of night. They had to put off lights. They had to put off CCTV cameras before...
Network is messing up.
Okay. We are behind it.
Yeah, the ones. Okay, we need to go on a break shortly. But here's what I think the people can do. You know, I always say that the power actually lies with the people.
Always.
Always. But we don't believe it. We doubt ourselves. You have the executive, the judiciary, the legislature. You said the media is the fourth estate of the realm. I think the people are the fifth and the most important part of the whole thing. Mm. And how can you do it? They are part of the constitution that give you power, but you don't even explore them. So Edina Melaye, for instance, was almost called recalled. Why? Because people came out. So we can say some things went wrong there. Yeah. But imagine we replicated 50 of that across Nigeria. Even if it was unsuccessful, you have made a statement. Yeah. But no, ask people to come out to sign and they say, I don't want
local
problem. Oh, I don't want problem.
The polling booth is just,
it's just right there.
You don't go there and there are no guns in your faces. Okay, let's go out on
a
break.
I think it's going to be in the hand of young people.
I hope so. The last election, they didn't come out. My break is due, guys. We'll be right back to talk some more for the last 30 minutes. It's a round table. Stay here. Don't go away.
More talk, news, and sports after this. If your phone could have a conversation with you, it might go like this.
Dear owner, I am tired of you switching from one app to another every time. Yes, you. You have one app for one need, one app to bank, another one for insurance, a different app for paying bills, and even another one for your pension. But wouldn't life be simpler if you could manage all of this in one app? So, if I were you, I'd simply get the Tangerine Africa app and have my bank, insurance, and pension in one place. But what do I know? I'm just a phone. and you're the boss.
So be the boss of your finances today. Get Tangerine Africa and do everything finance in one app. Or available on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Tangerine Africa, creating a financially secure future.
To grow a business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. And I'm not talking about some godfather in the villa or plugs in the corridors of power. No, it's the small, everyday connections like how quickly do you address customer queries? How effectively do you track your staff progress? Yeah, that's the kind of connection we're talking about. And to be that connected, you need a reliable partner like Airtel Business.
That's right. With Airtel Business, you enjoy reliable, unlimited fixed internet that keeps all your business connections seamless. You also enjoy 24/7 dedicated care lines. Contact Airtel Business at ng.airtel.com today. Airtel, the smartphone network.
You're a fine girl, no matter what life goes your way. Girl, you smell good, oh, every second of every day. Whether our eyes bloom spring or summer, oh, make great memories all day. Block your sweat all day, all day.
Be the life of the party all day.
Girl power and leave positive memories wherever you go with All Day Roll-On. Also available in spray.
It's another season of festivities. But what's the fun if you can't show love to family and friends with Remita? Spread love this season with Remita. Buy electricity, data, and airtime and renew cable TV subscription for your loved ones on Remita. Let love lead. Visit www.remita.net to pay bills and do more as you spread love this season. Remita, because payments should be easy.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
You have to see what's going on here where we're on the break. The conversation never ends, it's ongoing. And that's because it doesn't happen so often that we get the microphone to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we've got to tell you what we think. We're still arguing about, oh, the power belongs to the people. Oh, but the people can't do anything. Or even if they do anything, nothing will happen. But I think that something will happen. I think that we've been tamed, unfortunately, by the military, years of military rule, into subjection, into always thinking that we can't do it. We're afraid that there might just be a whip around the corner. Because that's what the military did to us.
Look, there is a whip.
There is still a whip. Maybe not invincible. There is still a whip.
It's not even invincible. It's there looking at you like do your worst. But so, you have the numbers. Like Joyce was saying, you have the numbers.
And I know it's. I think we don't want to hear the word sacrifice. And I think I nearly get it. But you see, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent will take it by force. In your no. It's not.
Amen, 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 amen.
You can't avoid that.
You should be able to allow yourself penetrate knowledge without necessarily the sentiments of what your background influence is.
Yeah.
What I said is the truth. It has nothing to do with religion. Your recent history gave you Arab Spring. I need not have made the quote for Arab Spring to have been true. Come on now. Arab Spring took one man,
there's one man,
to set himself on fire, and practically an entire region on your map caught fire. So some people won, most people won.
I think a lot of them, I think they're back to school.
Do you know how many presidents were toppled?
Look at Libya. Yeah, but the whole system,
So this is what I think is missing. I feel that the people are not united. Okay. There was a protest that toppled an Asian president because the people did not go home. They were on the streets. They said that they were going to be on the streets until she left. I think it was Korea or something, one of those Asian countries.
He sent the military there and the military sat with the people.
Thank you. So I think once the people agree that, well, I'm not going to let my religion get in between us.
Yeah.
So if you're a herbalist, come with your jazz. If you're a Christian, come with your God. If you're whatever you are,
bring it on.
We're now together. and it's do or die.
So you know why that would not work? The first step has not been addressed. Mama, the first step is what do we want?
You are not the guest.
So let us talk.
No, what do you mean?
Let me chip this.
You think I'll just moderate and not talk?
Let me chip this
so
in.
So what do we want? What do if we drive that kind of? What do we want to achieve? We don't even have a common goal. What do we want?
So that was what I meant when I spoke about the numerator and the denominator. The denominator, the people. The numerator is what do the people want? So we have to determine that.
I think what we want is clear.
What is it?
A better life.
What is a better life?
A life where Nigerians can aspire to greatness, irrespective of
what's a better life.
Yes. Because a better life, a description of a better life for a southerner is different from what it is to a northerner.
No, but the problems are uniform.
Of course, the problems are uniform.
So if you address the problem, you have answered the question.
I should not talk.
If you address the problem, you have answered the question.
I think what we should want are free and fair elections. It doesn't matter who your candidate is.
Exactly.
All of us come out in huge numbers. If you like, let it be a dead person you want to be, your governor, your senator, your... It doesn't matter. As long as votes count.
How about we ask the people? They're here.
The only way votes will count is if I'm there on election.
Be there.
If a monkey can give us heaven, we follow a monkey.
Or what the people in New York did, and you follow the votes you have cast from your coalition, from your ward to the coalition.
Yeah.
Just be there.
But you know, you can't be there if you don't have your PVC. And that's a simple step. You don't even get your PVC. So I don't believe that you actually want anything.
What I see,
I don't believe it.
What I see is the fact that we all know what we want. Trust me, everyone knows. But the challenge,
what do we want?
But the challenge is what we're up against. The system we're up against has a strategy.
Exactly.
We as a people, first of all, there's a challenge of coming together. And then there's also coming up with a strategy that would counter whatever strategies they have. For example, you all can gather yourself if you want to go out and vote.
Yeah.
You get there, some politician has a strategy to ensure that they split the votes by bribing some of you.
Yeah.
All right?
Divide and rule.
What strategy do you have, apart from saying, don't take it, to ensure that even if someone is willing to be bribed, there and then you can get that person not to take that step.
Very true.
What strategies do we have?
What plan B do you have?
What plan B? I mean, there's got to be a strategy to ensure that you go against the system.
Okay, let me go to a very strong strategy. Okay, Alhol. After you, I'll go to the phone.
Brilliant. I won't take time. You know, a couple of months ago, we had the International Day of Democracy. And we looked at Nigeria's ranking for democracy. We're on hybrid. And hybrid is just below authoritarian or military regime, which is small wonder when we have conversations with people many times about what they think about democracy. We're frustrated because the people actually just see we're just one step or even worse than when we were with the military.
Yeah.
The question I often ask them is that why don't you see the higher rungs of democracy index where you have the Scandinavian countries, you know, some of these other countries which are about three or four levels higher than where we are as a nation. So I think we have the major ingredient, which is the electoral law. What we haven't done, which other African countries have done, I mean, I was in Senegal when I saw young guys, they call themselves Yanama, came together, put on like Macky Sall, together with Youssou N'Dour, who came together to form what has happened. In Ghana, if you don't win the election, they say, no problem. 4 years later, we kick you out. And they've done this over and over again. So I think a democratic process is an exercise. If you don't exercise the right to vote out incompetent leadership,
exactly,
it is going to continue to atrophy, and you find out that every 4 years, we just repeat the same process.
The same thing.
Nigeria will do what democracy is meant to do. Vote out people who don't do the job well. That way you pass across the message clearly. You know, that's why we're still at that level below. I'm just one step above the military.
Yeah, that's possible, but palliatives.
Thank you. So let's go on. palliatives. Let's go on to the phone line. So let's agree. Okay, we all want better governance, or we want free and fair elections. After that, what? So there's free and fair elections. So what do you want after that? Because there's a temptation that you get free and fair elections, you vote the person that everyone wants, like we've had in 2015, we had in the previous elections, 2011. But once they get into office, they don't do what they said they were going to do.
Then you wait for them outside.
I said this earlier. I said
I'm going to the phone. Hold on.
Let me just make this point. Hold on first. I said citizens' action. It goes beyond election. You have to know your representative. You have to know what he said or she said she was going to do.
And their job description.
And hold them accountable.
Your pot of soup does not go missing.
Do you understand?
Exactly. Let me give you an example.
Any small thing that happens at your locality is the president.
Is the president. And the local government chairperson goes scot-free.
And they have a lot of money pulling off somewhere. I agree with Sandra. Four lines. 0700-993-993-993. Female colors is 0146.
We're not nationalists. Sorry. I need to say that.
You just had to say something.
Yeah, I had to say that. We're not nationalists, really.
What was I saying?
0101-465-7190.
All
right. Ikechukwu is on the line from Water Farm. Hello, Ikechukwu. Good morning.
Thank you. Come on.
Don't call.
Thank you.
Ride on.
Okay, I've heard you. Thank you for telling us to ride on. You two ride on to your bed. Go and sleep. Good morning. Hello.
Action lady, finally.
Yes, welcome, sir.
Yeah, President Sandra. Every one of you, Chief Kodi Onyomadi Oko.
That's a title. What was that? It's a title.
Every one of you there, I want to say thank you very much.
Thank
we are
you.
Not speaking one voice, so let's speak one voice so and deal with these people. Thank you all.
How do we achieve that one voice? Where?
So first of all, I think I like the fact that you guys appreciate Nigeria Info. I find it exhausting that you say thank you to us and then we do nothing. I don't like all these, you know, this fox praise and adoration. Like, aren't you sick of not having electricity?
Like, thank you for telling us what to do, but help us do it.
Don't help us. Let's help ourselves.
Make your life better.
I don't even think we need to have one voice. I just think we need to vote. Because, see, when we more Sheriff Joyce, if you have free elections, then you're able to vote out the person you voted.
Exactly.
If politicians know that you can and will vote them out, they sit up.
All right, let me speak with Awo. I'm tempted to mute all your microphones. Yes, Ahigwe, hi, morning.
So no speeches without result. It's a sin, I swear, against the people.
people
emphasize a lot, but there is no result now.
My point.
That means you don't carry on the action.
Who doesn't carry out the action?
The good government. Hello?
Yes, who's the person?
The good government. The local government is there, but the councillor office where he's counseling is not there.
You see, the problem is that we keep pointing fingers. You keep saying you don't carry out the action. This is you. You are the one. It's you. My next caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Ezekiel is my name.
Yeah, welcome.
Wemimo. You see, out of all of you there this morning,
yes,
there is someone I appreciate so much, seconded to a female because they are still closer to the people. The first person they should put. Don't we know what is going on in other clans? We are not demanding for too much. Do things
not
necessary.
Let me
tell you something. All what these politicians, so called, you know, write as their manifesto. Even if that is what they are able to do.
Yes. Yes.
Those little things. Just do those things.
Yes, I agree.
At least do those things. Let us see. Let's have a better. Look, let me tell you. All of you there, let me tell you. Revolution will happen.
Come on, be going. Rosemary is here from Ijebu. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning. I'm calling from Ijebu.
You're welcome to the show.
All right. I like this form of argument, but I want to tell you something. In 1983, I was in secondary school down in my village, and we had posters written in my local dialect teaching voters how to vote and what to do.
Yeah.
The issue we have now is that there is voters education.
Yeah.
People don't know anything.
Yeah.
And the hub is on the media. You are the fourth estate of the realm. Without the media,
I totally disagree. You are in a wrong. You didn't even look at the ground before you talk. See all these people here. You don't even check out.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I do not agree with what you're saying. No. Oh yeah, come on, be going by. No, but you're wrong.
I don't enjoy the fact.
I want to keep it something.
Okay,
I agree with
supposed to?
No.
The media has a role to play.
No. She said it's on the media.
How?
Collins, tell
me. If you say we have a role, yes, I agree. But to now put everything on the media,
quick. I have
wrong.
People on
yes,
the line.
Quickly.
Collins.
I don't think we're separating politicians from Nigerians. You know, we have that mindset of thinking that politicians are different or media. Yeah. We are all in the same society. It's same a system thing, that we want to rig or get
so
to
So once
fix.
Again, this is the problem, where the assumption is that someone else has to do the
on
work
on your behalf.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
We all have to get tired of suffering and then all come out. That's really what it is.
Ada, quickly, please. Yes.
Okay, I like the fact that we're actually imploring and urging people to go out with their PVCs and, you know, vote people in. But why do I feel that we are recycling candidates? We are recycling leaders.
We are.
And I
that's exactly
that
what it is.
That's actually putting people in a box.
Yeah.
People not being free to actually pick the right candidate.
That's why
making
I said that.
Sandra, wait, off your mic. Okay, both of you, wait, I'm putting off your mic. The storyteller is on the line. Hello, storyteller.
Nah, E plus the storyteller, Wemimo.
Ah, what did you say?
E plus the storyteller, that's the full name.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's what I have here. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. E+. Like, waiting for... Okay, I want to say, this is not even to kind of throw compliments. Apparently, what you're all doing, it's amazing. And it's, for me, I feel it's a way of... you know, contributing your own quota and pushing the narrative forward, yes. So when we start talking, you know, we start from there and things, you know, we can begin to pause and ponder over silent issues.
20 seconds.
So when people... Yes. Sorry?
20 seconds more. Now 10 seconds.
Wait me more. Like, you feel work for WAEC.
No vex.
Wait me more.
No vex.
Make it quick. You've used 1 minute. I have a lot of people on the line. You spent 1 minute already.
I just started talking now.
But you've like, been praising us.
You do this a lot. That's what I'm always
Hold on, lady. Could you just get to the point?
Oh, yeah, we're waiting now. Oh, she's gone.
Okay, so let me explain this to you. We have hundreds of people trying to get through. When you call and go straight to the point,
imagine,
you spend 1 minute telling me how you like me. Thank you for liking me, but go on to the point.
Imagine 3 hours.
Did she say she liked? And I missed it.
She said she thanks all of us. Yeah.
Imagine we've spent almost 3 hours, and it's almost like we've not even started this conversation.
Yeah.
This thing should be all day, man, actually.
Can we do it all day?
No, please.
Let's do all day,
please. No,
I think we
you.
Should do 1 more hour.
No, Joyce.
No, thank
you. What's wrong
with you? What's wrong with you?
That's why.
You are starting your show.
Let me tell you, I'm here. I've been here. So even if
okay,
we do
Joyce,
1 hour,
Joyce
I'm
has,
here.
Joyce is giving us 12 to
I'm,
1.
I'm here. I'm not leaving you.
Thank
this
you.
Is my show. It's
thank,
the show.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, all right, gentlemen of the press. Those in favor of staying 12 to 1, say hi.
Hi.
Those again say nay. The nays have it.
Wow. Wow.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Yeah.
We're back on the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I can't hear you.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we're with you. Fine. Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
All of you there. My take is that they should allow people to vote any year with their PVC.
Do you have a PVC? Do you have a PVC?
I think we should allow people.
Yes,
to
I heard you. I heard you. I'm asking you, do you have a PVC?
What?
You, sir, do you have a PVC?
Yes, I'm happy
with you. Good. Nice. Thank you very much. Ajayi, I think he's on the line from Mushin. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name is Ajayi. Oh, Ajayi?
Yeah, I'm Ajayi.
Ajayi, welcome to the show.
Well,
yes,
I give you everybody in the time.
You're welcome.
Joyce.
Hey.
And everybody.
Yeah, go on. Thank you. Just go on.
The fight of shifting blame to the citizenry, I think sometimes I don't like it.
Okay, where should we shift it to?
There are sometimes that people come out, you ask people not to pay their food. I've seen the situation where people have decided that they are not going to pay their food. They turn up in mass to go and exercise their citizen rights to go and put on that particular day. They were being flogged
flogged by this politician talk.
Yeah? Give me 1 minute. Don't go away. Just give me a minute.
Yeah,
so you said people listen to me. Let's have a conversation. So people came out en masse to vote. So I'm thinking about 100 people, right?
Yeah.
So thugs came. Were there 1,000 thugs? How many thugs were there? No, you've not. Just give me an answer.
When you gunshot, nobody will wait.
Oh, so they had guns.
I witness is not once, not twice. I'm even admission.
Mm.
I can give you even. I have fact. I can even be mentioning names, but don't let us go there.
Mm.
So it's not only blaming people. So when that has experienced that, so tell him again to come out and put another data. You have to. I don't know how you are. I see people that are wounded on that particular. Of course, is a very good example.
All right.
Solo was another good example. When people decided to push for a particular,
not even just two places. Lagos has how many local governments there?
Your mic is off.
Even during the campaign, it was the children that are even campaigning for this particular man.
All right, Ajayi. Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much. We'll address that in a minute. But let's take this call from Eric. He's been holding on for a while. Hello, Eric.
Yes, I'm alone.
Yes, welcome to the show.
All right.
Can you speak up for
good
me? Speak up a bit.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Eric, just like you, I said.
Okay.
Am I live on the program?
You are. Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead. You heard my voice now, Abi. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's quite a privilege to get through this morning.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, with all the guys in the studio, I'm so happy.
Oh, God.
Go to your voice, sir.
You see?
They are also happy.
You see? You see
with all the issues that you guys are discussing,
mm-hmm.
I have just one thing to tell Nigerians this morning.
Okay.
What I want to tell Nigeria is that Nigeria is not going to break. We should just bring our heads together, go back to the drawing table, and just do the right thing.
We are now at the drawing table. This is a drawing table. Let's chart a plan. We've not come to a conclusion yet.
Yes, true.
I mean, 3 hours of drawing a table, of drawing whatever. I mean, what have we drawn? What have we drawn?
Where is the table?
Okay.
Wait, Mimo, can I say something?
Yes, now you can. Okay. Skype callers. What do you think,
wow.
Sheriff?
Let's take a Skype caller.
Okay, let's take somebody on Skype. Sorry, Sandra, for the interruption. Please hold on, Sandra.
Oh.
We have Kainde Oyema Kinwa here with us. Hello, Kainde.
Yeah, Kainde. This is Kainde from Finland.
You're welcome to
my
the
show. My contribution would be about presenting an alternative for the people and how I feel the media can also help in the sense that all these so seemingly unknown aspirants who wants to become president can be given more voice.
For free?
Okay, for example, not necessarily for free. It could be a proposal to them. Also, the media could do a proposal to them and say, okay, we can offer you this platform and then you pay so amount of money and then the people get to know them better than the people we have nowadays. So that would be my contribution.
All right. Sounds like a good plan, but yeah. Collins,
thank you.
You had a smirk on your face. I had on mine. So help me answer him.
Media should go and propose to people to take up political positions. You pay so you can promote them.
Mm.
Come on.
It doesn't work like that.
When
it's close election, the media is open to all candidates. The rate card is the same for all candidates.
That's right.
There isn't, you are prime, right. You're paying more, or you are lower, you're paying less. There's a rate card. You know you want to contest. You want the ears of the people. You know the media has it to go to. You should have the money for the media because we run with some costs. So you come to the radio, of course.
A war chest is part of politics. It's part of running for office.
I am an advocate, I always say that it is important that we start small. That is why every time I talk about changing Nigeria, I say one community at a time.
That's right.
There are people who are not as popular as I am.
That's right.
Yeah. Where they reside. Mm-hmm. And this person wants to become the Senate, the senator representing the senatorial.
You're not even starting with your ward.
You cannot even win an election in your street. And you want to become the president of Nigeria.
Let me give you an example. Hmm. The last local government elections in Lagos, a guy came out in my area and said he was contesting against the current local government chairman. I saw him in front of my house with about 10 guys. Hold on. Adonai says, also, who are you? I had a conversation with him. Later when I met with him, nobody on my street knows him. And he lives on my street. I didn't even know.
Oh, okay.
He lives on my street.
He's a counselor.
Oh, wow.
So you can even go into Brother Chukudi's house, to convince them first. They know, okay, this person lives at number two. Okay, let us see if this person can become the candidate.
And your social character adds to your political scorecard.
Your social character, how people know you in your neighborhood,
adds to your scorecard.
All right, let's speak with Tolu Tokwe Dada, who's on Skype. Hello.
Hi, thank you very much for picking up.
Thank you for calling.
I will come with a different perspective, if I may.
Yeah, so, where are you calling us from, Tolu Tokwe?
I'm calling from Abuja.
All right, welcome. Go ahead.
I don't think democracy can work in a developing country like Nigeria.
What do you propose?
Because it's a game of numbers. Yeah. It's a game of numbers. Now, look at, and you permit me to use the word on radio, you have more stupid people than wise people. You have more people that won't think like you and I are thinking. And it's a game of numbers.
So what do you propose?
Jonathan, we are, it may be probably a benevolent father. Something like World
years. What is that? What's a benevolent?
I want a benevolent father will say, this is what we are eating in this house. Whether you like it or not, we are eating it. This thing, you can't be eating sugar and sweets. Your father will say, you are eating beans. You know what?
I want to understand what you're proposing to Little Pai. So you're saying that we should have
a dictator with the fear of God. I think that's what he's saying.
Thank you, sir.
God.
You see, I'm sorry.
Rwandans are not finding it funny.
So, you know, this benevolent father thing sounds very grand, sounds good, but also would not work because, again,
you
kind of.
Okay. Can I give you a typical very example? Quickly, Nigeria, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Rwanda. Paul Kagame has been there for 21 years. Look at what Rwanda, that's not democracy. His oppositions don't have mouth. But he wants the country to move forward. So we need something like that for a developing nation.
Look at
all the developed nations in the world. They didn't start with democracy.
All right.
Democracy.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I have another person on the line. I need to take this one. One minute, Sandra. I'll come to you. 1 minute. Your name is Talk to Your Teacher Now. Hi.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, is your radio on where you are? Can you put it off?
Oh yeah, I'm trying.
Please put it off.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, good afternoon.
So, do you want to tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Kende. I'm calling from Okota in Lagos.
So, why are you calling over Skype? Wait. Why are you calling over Skype? Are you in the abroad?
I'm sorry. I actually have been trying to find the number.
That's
ethical hacking.
Yeah, that's hacking.
Oh, I'm sorry, please. I'm sorry.
Go on, quickly. Don't do that again.
I want to say that. All right, thank you very much. I'm noting that Nigerians are just, you know, fond of this attitude of I don't care. Most of us are, when you know, on a public bus and somebody is screaming on their phone in the name of making a call, everybody will be uncomfortable and disturbed by that call, and they will just be enduring it.
Yeah.
So that thing about just minding your business, even when you see that something is wrong, is really affecting us. I use the bus terminal a lot. You can see somebody stooling somewhere and doing their thing, pulling or peeing, and everybody will just be walking past. Nobody will say, hey, what are you doing there? So I feel that thing too is really affecting us. Mm. We should begin to, you know, say no or correct wrong behaviors and don't wait until we are physically attacked. Yesterday I was going to VR and somebody was on the phone. I was yelling literally. Everybody was looking at themselves and feeling like, do you have to be so loud? And no single person said, can you please bring your voice down?
All right.
So but did you say? Much. Did you
well
say?
For the good job.
Okay, good question to you from Colin.
I didn't because I was overwhelmed too by everybody.
And so every other person too was overwhelmed.
Minding your business. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
the same way you were overwhelmed.
Too.
I mean, you blame yourself.
Right, I blame myself too. And I'm saying that, you know, we should work on that. A lot of times I correct them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm beginning to feel now that something is wrong with me. Because it seems it's everything that goes
thank
on
you for your honesty.
All right. Wrong.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I appreciate your thought. Next time, stay on the phone lines, okay? Sandra, yeah, you've got a few seconds. Go on.
You know, that guy before this caller said that, we need a father that will be benevolent. And my question always when people say that kind of thing is, how do you guarantee that the father you end up with will be benevolent?
That's it.
Because whenever you have a dictator, you're playing the lottery. You could end up with a smart one like Lee Kuan Yew, or you can end up with an Abacha or a Bia. Why assume that you end up with a Kagame? Why cherry pick? Why not assume that you end up with a Mugabe or a Bia or a Bokassa or a Kerakau or a Jammeh?
Really, you can't predict the outcome. Yes,
that's
I
it.
Agree.
That's it. So, I mean, we've had...
using all those things to show that most dictators in Africa end up as disasters. Is that the lottery we really want to play?
I remember that when you give them this kind of power, it's absolute. So you need to be careful what you're asking for. So if
remember
you say,
that. Sorry, Gwemimo. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Remember that this current government almost had that kind of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, I don't.
Almost. They did it. They did now for 3 years. Is it almost? They did.
No,
it
no.
Was
they. There was a bill that was pushed to the National Assembly that was turned down.
Yeah.
Some express power like that.
Yeah. So we need to be careful.
We're talking about the second dispensation.
Yes.
Okay. We have 2 more minutes. I'm going to spend that time taking thoughts on WhatsApp. Then we go out on a break. Because you all voted yay, the yays have it. We'll be back after the news at 12 and take 45 more minutes up to 1. Then we'll leave Joyce to do her thing.
So while you're looking for your messages, I feel like I understand he has a utopia Nigeria vision in his head.
Yeah.
But it would not work. The average Nigerian is power drunk.
Yeah.
It's practically insane to be that poor and be that power drunk.
The combination is...
The average Nigerian is so insanely arrogant. And I don't know how we succeeded in achieving that. And we haven't achieved self-liberation.
Look at WhatsApp admin.
I mean, I'm not...
It's insane.
WhatsApp admin. I will remove you.
It's insane.
Oh, come on, Chikudi. Okay, a few comments from WhatsApp. Oh, my goodness. You didn't tell me your name. Okay, I'm certain this is not even for me. We all need to come to terms with the fact that humanity is being tested and we're not going to have utopia handed over to us on a platter. We all just need to be less emotional and more intelligent. Duncan from Ijegun, thank you.
Intelligence, God. Good God.
Okay, yeah, they're here. You can hear Joyce and Freeze. They're all here. Namdi from Surulere says, 2021 has to be a year of no savings, hardship, management here and there. So many people around me wear torn and worn out clothes and can hardly feed well. So we're heading out for the news. When we come back, we'll talk some more. It's a round table. Don't go away. We have 1 more hour with you after the break. Stay right here.